Good morning, guys. I think for our guys being back on the field this morning, they seem to be engaged and right where they need to be. We had a good focused walkthrough. We'll need to have a focused afternoon and good preparation by our team in order to go out and have success against what we think is a very good football team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're doing a lot of good things across the board, and we're going to have to play our best football to be successful at Mall of America Field on Thursday night.
Les, how will you handle Percy and Adrian on a short week? Will they be able to go fully, and will they be able to practice fully?
We probably won't do a lot with Adrian today, Jim. We'll probably, hold back a little bit and let him get some work tomorrow when we go through our mock game type situation. So we won't do a whole lot with him, and we'll monitor Percy's reps as well. We won't overtax him, knowing that we're in a short week, and we've got a couple other guys we'll do the same thing with. But for sure, those two, we'll cut back some things.
What stands out about the Buccaneers and how close they've come, but yet they're fighting that uphill battle?
Well, probably what you just said, Larry. They're in so many games, every week, battling right to the very end. I think Greg Schiano and his staff, they've got those guys, fighting, and they seem to be prepared every week. They play with a lot of energy across the board on special teams, offense and defense, and that's been very impressive to see. And, we'll have to really rise up and match their intensity on Thursday night.
How's John Carlson?
He hasn't been cleared yet for any participation. So with the amount of time we have, as I mentioned yesterday, it'd be very difficult to expect him to play this week.
You have the success that you're having. Is fear a motivator? I mean, in getting your guys mentally focused, what lies ahead?
Oh, we don't go down that fear road. I want our guys to be confident in every situation. That's what I talk to them about, being extremely confident in what they're doing. The only way you can be confident is if you put in the work at practice and in the meeting rooms. And if you do that, if you prepare properly, you can go on the football field on a Sunday, or in this case a Thursday, and play with great confidence. And that's what we challenge them with every week, preparation, the hard work that's required, and being able to persevere through difficult times. And no reason to play with any fear at all.
What's it mean to be on the national stage?
I guess for some it would mean a lot, but from my perspective, Brian, it's the next game on our schedule. And I feel like every week we're on the national stage. I really do. It's so important that we always play well, for a lot of reasons. We're playing at home this week, in front of our home fans, who I think are the best fans in the league at Mall of America Field. So the only significance is, from my standpoint and from our team standpoint, and all of them, there may be some young guys who haven't gone through this and it may see a little bit different, but it's the next game on our schedule, and that makes it extremely important.
Jared obviously had two sacks, but it looks like he's still struggling a bit. Is the groin still giving him an issue, and how much do you expect him to practice this week?
He'll do some things today, but he is a little sore, like most of our guys are. So we'll monitor his reps as well in today's practice.
Was that the groin that he just kind of tweaked again during the game, or is there something new going on?
No, same injury. But he's made it through. We just got to be smart with how we use him in practice.
Defensively, you guys have done a really good job of limiting some stars, whether it's Calvin Johnson, Fitzgerald, Chris Johnson. What's been the key to guys sort of honing in on the game plan and understanding what the priorities are?
I think Allen and the rest of the defensive staff have done a great job of communicating to our players what the objective is in every ball game, and our players really paying attention in the meetings and then carrying what they've learned in the meetings to the practice field and then executing the assignments. And this past weekend was evidence of that again, and we'll need to do it again this Thursday night, because you watch Josh Freeman and Vincent Jackson do what they did on Sunday. That was an incredible performance by those two, and then they have a real good running back and Blunt along with Doug Martin, who seems to be coming along. So we'll target some things in this game plan that we feel like we have to take away in order to be successful. But our players, they're really doing a good job in the meetings, good job of coming to practice and working and doing the things that are necessary to execute the game plan. So a combination of the coaches' preparation along with the players doing the things they've got to do.
How often is it centered around one specific player, as it's been a couple times this year?
Well, it depends on the team and what their strengths are. You're always trying to get a team to play left-handed, make them go somewhere they don't want to go. And we've done some good things when we've had to do that. But you always want to take a look at what their strengths are.
How far has Chris Cook come in just being able to be confident enough to handle some of the bigger receivers like a Fitzgerald or Vincent Jackson?
Tim, I think his confidence is just growing. Early in the season, you know, I thought he was coming along, but he has really taken a leap over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've just been very, very impressed with the progress he's made. There was a transition for him getting back and playing and getting up to the level that we thought he was at, about this time a year ago. But his confidence has grown, and a lot of it has to do with the success he's having at practice, but also, of course, what he's doing in the games. And we feel like he can match up against some of the best receivers in this league, and it's helped our defense.
He seemed to really respond to the physical challenge against Fitzgerald, too, really jamming him at the line and obviously following the game plan there. But
yeah, you know, we really challenged him, and Joe Woods did a good job of this and has been doing a good job of challenging him to play up to his potential. We drafted him because of his size, I mean, his length and his speed and his football IQ. And it was just for him, it's been a matter of time of getting the reps, because he's still a guy who doesn't have a long resume when it comes to starts. And the more task on hand he gets, the better it seems he's performing. So it's good for us. He's accepting that challenge of being able to, you know, match up with big receivers, because we need that from him. And it's helped our defense.
Have you put yourself through rewatching the second half of that game against Tampa last year?
I have not put myself through that yet, but I am going to go back and look at that tape. I have to. One of our players this morning who was on the team last year came to me this morning and said, I can't believe we lost that game last year. But they're a different team. We're a different team. You know, you only look at personnel if you go back and look at that game. We're two totally different teams.
Is there a teaching tool there, whether it's playing within the scheme of the defense or even just playing all four quarters, something you can take out of that?
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't target that game in particular. Tom, as you recall, there were a number of games we had that were similar to that one. So, you know, it's been a refrain of ours throughout the year, going back through the spring, about executing and finishing games. So it wouldn't just be this game.
When you look at the defensive game plans that Alan Williams has been able to put together from week one to now, are you seeing a big progression? Obviously, they're succeeding. Is the game plan progressing as well?
It really is. He's become much more comfortable with our players and what their abilities are. And I mentioned to him just prior to our Tennessee game how much growth I had seen in him from back in the spring up until up at that time before we played the Titans. Just the way he was conducting himself with our players and in the meetings. And he's really, really grown in this short time we've been together. And he's going to get better and better. And in turn, our defense will benefit from that.
So everybody's talking about Percy and Adrian and winning. Talk about that offensive line and how they've come together.
I've been so impressed, Larry, with, you know, Matt Khalil coming in and playing at such a high level this early in his career. You know, we rarely have to bring a tight end over there or back to help him out. He's done a good job against some good players. And to see the whole group coming together as well as they have, it's been encouraging. And that's one of the reasons that Adrian is able to run the ball as effectively as he has. And one of the reasons we've been able to protect the quarterback as effectively as we have. So it's encouraging in a lot of ways. We know we have a lot that we have to work on to continue to improve, but we have the foundation to really have an outstanding offensive line, and they're still growing, and we've got a lot of football to be played.
Plus, Adrian's said, you know, put it all on my shoulders. You know, mentally, he's always ready to do that. Are you comfortable yet physically, knee, ankle, where he's at, to say, yeah, why not, let's do that?
Well, actually, Brian, I mentioned this on Sunday after our game. I'd come up to him, I think Thursday or Friday, at practice, and he didn't practice Thursday, and he practiced on Friday. And I talked to him about the fact that this was a game. I thought that we would really need him to carry us because of some of the things they did on defense. And I asked him, did he think he'd be up to it, knowing that he missed Wednesday's practice, missed Thursday's practice. And I wanted to hear him talk and get a feel for his mindset, because I really believe that we were going to need him to have a big game for us. And he said, Coach, I'm ready. If you feel like, you know, that's what we need to do, give me more carries, whatever, I'm ready. I'll be ready. And then he had a great practice on Friday. The way he moved, I knew that what he said was not just telling me something I wanted to hear. And then he went out and played that way. And we needed him to have that type of game. And so I do feel like we're at that point now. We don't have to be overly concerned about the number of stats, but we do have to always be conscious of fatigue and you know, looking ahead. But for the moment, I don't think we have to feel like we have to pull the reins back for any reason. He's come a long way.
Is that the first game he has shown that burst?
To the point where, you know, you didn't feel like there was more that could be given. I mean, everything I saw on Sunday reminded me of the Adrian we're all so familiar in seeing over the course of his career. The burst, the explosiveness, the quickness, running through tackles. And I know it's just a matter of time before that 60-yard run comes. I mean, he's very close to, you know, for that to happen. I mean, he's doing everything that you would hope that he could do. And the way he's catching the ball so much better than he has in the past. So he's working. I think he's improving as the season goes on. He's getting stronger. This will be a challenge, short week for him. This is uncharted territory. So, you know, we'll have to get through this, and hopefully he'll be able to manage whatever needs to be managed and have a great game on Thursday night.
What specifically stands out to you about Vincent Jackson and the skill set that he brings?
How deceptive he is as a route runner. I see him where I think guys have pretty good coverage on him, and next thing you know, he's behind them. And great hands, great route runner, knows how to uncover. You can see his experience when he's running routes, and it seems like he and Freeman have really found a rhythm of late, and they've got a good situation going. But his ability to run great routes and to make some unbelievable catches, even when guys have him covered, is very impressive.
Last two for Coach.
Can you remember many games, even going back to when you were coordinator, where you guys didn't dial up any blitz?
Not very many. I mean, what our guys did over the weekend without pressure was extremely impressive. I mean, very impressive. And, yeah, I can't remember a time where we had multiple sacks like that without pressure being a part of it. So, very impressive by our D-line.
It's at least the fourth documented concussion for Carlson in his career. Are there any broader concerns about whether or not he's going to be able to come back from this?
Not at this point, Tom. None of the doctors have indicated to me that it's something we have to be concerned about long-term. There'll be a lot more discussions because he hasn't been cleared yet. So, but at this point, no, not a concern about his long-term future.
Have you had any conversation with him?
I mean, he's been through a lot now over these past couple of years here, and I imagine he's pretty disappointed about how things have gone.
Yeah, we talked this morning. John's a very level-headed guy. He understands, you know, where he is and respect to his history with concussions. And, you know, our major concern is his health. He knows that, and we're going to do all we can to help him and help our team as well and assist him in, you know, recovering from this concussion. But he's not down. He has a good frame of mind. He's been through this before. So, all right, thank you, guys.